Hello everyone, my name is Rob Blazek. I would like to welcome you to the inaugural edition of the 5-Minute Sound Study Podcast. The 5-Minute Sound Study Podcast is exactly what it sounds like, learning about audio and sound engineering in teeny tiny 5-minute segments. And what better place to start than defining what we're learning about? So let's take a look at how Webster's defines audio. Webster's defines audio as 1. Of or relating to acoustic, mechanical, or electrical frequencies corresponding to the normal audible sound waves, which are of frequencies approximately from 15 to 20,000 Hz. 2a, of or relating to sound or its reproduction, and especially high-fidelity reproduction. B, relating to or used in the transmission or reception of sound, compared to video. C, of, relating to, or utilizing recorded sound. So what is sound? Audible sound waves, frequencies, hertz. Sounds like a lot of sciencey type stuff, doesn't it? I know what you're thinking. I don't want to learn sciencey stuff. I want to record some sick beats, make lots of money, sit by a pool drinking Mai Tais somewhere. And to that I say, patience, grasshopper. This will help you get there. Really, the basics aren't all that difficult to understand at all. Sound is basically a vibration that moves through a medium and then is received by someone. When you speak, your vocal cords vibrate the air particles around them. Those particles keep bumping up against and transmitting those vibrations to the air particles around them. Until they reach your eardrum and vibrate it, and your brain recognizes that as sound. Let's take a quick look at what a sound wave looks like. And if you're not reading on the site, no big deal. In your mind, picture waves going up and down. Some waves are bigger than the other, some are closer together, some are further apart. If you're having trouble visualizing that, Google sound waves and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Or better yet, when you have time, go to thesoundstudy.com and look up episode 1 and you can see what we're talking about for yourselves. Now, whoa, lots of squiggly lines. Okay, so I can't take a picture of a sound wave, but let's pretend we can. And that's what it would look like. In the diagram, you can see two labels. One is amplitude, and the other is frequency. Amplitude is how big the sound wave is, and to your ears, that translates to how loud it is. Amplitude is basically the size of the vibration. We typically measure that in decibels, and we'll get to that soon enough. How fast the vibration is, we call frequency. See how in the low frequency example, the waves are further apart, and in the high frequency example, they're closer together? That's what our brain translates into bass, mid-range, and treble. The faster the particles vibrate, the higher the sound, and that's what hertz is, the number of vibrations a second. So, they say humans can hear in the range of 15 hertz to 20,000 hertz. In reality, however, that's not really the case. As we age, our hearing range decreases, and as a man in my late 40s, I can only hear up to 14,000 hertz. Or 14 kilohertz. Same thing. Damn metric system, I know. If we listen to music too loud, we also damage our eardrums and the ability to hear as well. Being someone who has loved metal his whole life, you can imagine the damage I've done. Want to check what frequency you can hear up until? Go to thesoundstudy.com, take a quick search for episode 1, and I've got a link in there where you can do that. So, why have we learned all of this stuff? Going back to why we need to learn all this sciencey stuff about sound waves and frequencies and all that other mumbo jumbo. Well, we're interested in audio recording. And as you will see later in our discussions about mixing and engineering, all this stuff comes into play. Recording and mixing audio is like putting together a giant puzzle. The pieces have to fit together. Drums occupy a certain frequency range. So do guitars. Vocals and bass do the same thing. And in some areas, they overlap. How do we record each instrument properly so that it sounds good, or better yet, amazing? How do we make each instrument stand out in a mix? Or how do we get them all to sound great together? If we have a good understanding of the basics, that becomes much easier as we progress, and progress we will, my friends. Thank you very much for listening and reading, and I look forward to our time together in future episodes of the 5-Minute Sound Study.